It was, as is so often the case, the courage of a whistleblower that led to investigations by HICWA and An Garda the Síochána Síochána investigating the abuse. 2 years after that, the abuser was relocated and the abuse started all over again. Deputy Doherty wrote to the former Minister for Health in 2016 to raise the issue of underreporting of abuse at the facility. He was told by Minister Harris that it was a matter for the HSE. And here we are many years later, and it is the HSE and the Gardaí who are now blocking publication of the full report. I shared the view of Deputy Doherty and Minister Coveney that political input is needed to ensure that the unvarnished truth is published, and this needs to be transparent. Can I ask the Taoiseach to ensure that there is urgency now and that victims' family have full sight of this report this week?
In relation to the inquiry in terms of the appalling situation that occurred in Stranorlar, and the Deputy saying the Gardaí are stopping the publication. Now, the Gardaí are the authorities in this country in terms of the law, prosecutions, the criminal law. Ordinarily, government doesn't interfere and tell the Gardaí don't pursue something or abandon your investigations. I do believe in the full truth being known, and I do believe the report should be published. My understanding is the Gardaí are indicating that the full publication could jeopardise their investigatory process. But ultimately, those reports have to be published. And I think the families of all those who have suffered here need to be given the full information in respect of this case. It's a shocking situation.